Hey, Victory Church. My name is Jacqueline Parker, and I'm an associate pastor at the Oklahoma City campus. And I am glad you joined us for today's Lectio Divina. Today, we're going to be reading from Luke 1, 34 through 45. As we enter God's presence, take some time to breathe and center yourself around Him. As I read, I encourage you to simply listen or read along with me. This first step we call read. As you're listening or reading along with the scripture, pay attention to words or phrases that stick out to you and write those down. Again, we'll be reading from Luke 1, 34 through 45. Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said." Take a moment to write some notes. What words or phrases stuck out to you in this passage? The second step is to reflect on the passage. Be aware of the emotions that rise up in you as you listen and what character you relate to in the story. And write those down. Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said." Take a few moments and write down the emotions you felt, as well as the character you resonated with. The third step is to respond. As you listen, pay attention to the voice of the Lord. What is he saying? And what do you need to say in response? Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said." Take a few moments and start a conversation with God. What is he saying to you in this moment through this passage, and how do you need to respond? The final step is to simply rest in the presence of God. Before you move on with your day, take a few minutes to meditate on the passage and the things God is speaking to you. Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving for your unfailing love and grace. Like Mary, who humbly submitted to your word and trusted in your plan, we ask for hearts that fully trust in you. Help us to follow your call with unwavering faith, knowing your word never fails. Thank you for calling us blessed, for using us in your purpose. May we honor you evermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.